What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, June 18th, 2020. And boy, what a week we're having yesterday. I had a family emergency I had to deal with today. We've had major technological gremlins who have impeded our ability to do the show the way we normally would. I still don't know if we've got video or not. I don't think so. And so what we're going to do a little different today is because we've sort of been running around here, crazily trying to get things back up and running. And hats off to David for dealing with all of this right now. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines right here at the start of the program. And we're just going to take phone calls as they come on in while we talk about the news and various other things. So if there's a favorite topic you've been wanting to talk about, now is your opportunity. So getting on into it here, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The big news today, amazingly enough, having nothing to do whatsoever with COVID-19 or the economy or the wars or rioting or anything, the Supreme Court blocked Donald Trump from ending the Deferred Action for Childhood program started by Barack Obama, which currently protects nearly 700,000 young illegal immigrants from deportation. Now, in a split ruling that will keep the program open to an estimated 1.3 million non-citizens, the justices said the Trump administration failed to adequately justify terminating the program. Well, I have one. It's called Section 8. In other words, it was struck down on a technicality that the Trump administration can correct. In other words, they can come on back and say, okay, we fixed this other thing. Let's try this one again. So it was struck down without reservation. Anyway, the unfunded state mandates are breaking the financial backs of many of our states right now. But the moral question is, what do you do with these people who, if they got here as kids, hopefully have learned the English language, are literate, numerate, and have a desire to make something positive themselves by advancing their education? And it's a big question. Do we make room for them in our immigration system and find a way to welcome them? Well, again, it's a gray area because you're dealing with people who, just by the fact that they're present in this country, have violated American law and American sovereignty. Now, I would like, on a global level, for everybody to have an opportunity to have a better education, a better job, and a better standard of living. But I don't think the United States should be the go-to nation for the detritus from every other nation that fails to have a decent public education system running. I really don't. It's not our responsibility. It's not our job. We have problems of our own right now. Anyway, apparently more details have emerged revealing why the Trump administration wants to hide small business loan details. And apparently members of Congress wanted to hide loans they personally received from all of this coronavirus bailout stuff. Wall Street on Parade has uncovered some sleazy details. Even though the loans are guaranteed against losses by the Small Business Administration, the Federal Reserve launched its own program called the Paycheck Protection Program, Liquidity Facility, to reimburse leaders who make those loans, or reimburse lenders who make those loans. So far, the Federal Reserve has reimbursed $57 billion of these loans as of June 10th, out of total loans approved by the SBA of more than $500 billion. That's a better than 10% failure rate. That would drag down any real honest operating bank here. So anyway, the question is, why do so many real people desperately need this money? Well, do they? Anytime you have a lot of money floating around, the opportunity for fraud is definitely there, and there's a lot of motive. So this could be Donald Trump's way of trying to buy his way to re-election in November. Speaking of Donald Trump and re-election, of course, now is the perfect time for John Bolton to come out with this book, and they're making a big stink about it, trying to block publication. All they're doing is they're making the book more famous. It's called The Banned in Boston Principle. And the fact of the matter is, I was listening to one of the journalists on Fox News earlier today who said he's already read the book. It's already out. There's really nothing they can do to block it. And he says he's already read it. All the damaging part is already out there in the public domain. So people may still buy it. Bolton may still make his money off of it. But as far as the actual harm it's going to do to Donald Trump, damage has been done. The only real potential for damage is people are going to be looking at the book and saying, oh, there must be something else in there. And they'll buy the book and they'll read the book and they'll be disappointed and say, oh, it's another cover-up. Anyway, the Department of Justice is seeking an emergency order to block publication of the book here. Okay, let's talk about racism. Famed economist Walter Williams, speaking with Daily Wire editor-in-chief Ben Shapiro, slammed the idea that there is a systemic racism in the United States, asserting the civil rights struggle is over, civil rights won. Commenting on the charge that the police are systemically racist, Williams stated that in Chicago, there is a person shot every 3 hours and a person killed every 14 hours. And so far this year, there have been about 280 people shot and killed. Most of them are black and bi-blacks. In Chicago, the police have killed 3 people. So if you're concerned about black lives, who should you pay the most attention to? Makes perfect sense to me. You know, it's like COVID-19. No matter what people die of, oh, it's COVID-19. Jesus died on the cross of COVID-19. Guy got run over by a truck. COVID-19, obvious. They're doing the same thing with the police. Anytime somebody gets killed in a black neighborhood, oh, it's a white cop. No, it isn't. Most times it's another black civilian. Now, Donald Trump is supporting the police. He's supporting the police officer in Rayshard Brooks' shooting, who has now been is now surrendered, and he's been charged with felony murder. And Donald Trump says you can't resist a police officer. If you have a disagreement, you should have taken it up afterwards. You mean like when the guy is already dead? That's one heck of a disagreement there. Okay. Up in Seattle, at the CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest or Anonymous Zone, have released a radical list of demands that must be met before relinquishing control of the neighborhood back to the city. And by the way, they wanted to have their own autonomous land. They got it. The police and first responders are not responding to fires and emergencies inside the autonomous zone. You wanted an autonomous zone? Deal with it. Make it work. You know, it's not as easy as Forge of Empire makes it look like. So, one of the demands they're making is that prison be abolished, along with the defunding and disbanding of the police departments. I don't think that's going to work very well. Let's see. Okay, just checking to see if we got phone calls in yet. Now, there's a new Chaz, Antifa, BLM, mini-cities. They're going to start popping up in every single Democrat-run state, in every metropolitan city, and all mayors will be sworn to stand down. All right. Now, Hillary's vice presidential candidate from 2016, Tim Kaine, is making wildly false claims about the U.S. and slavery. And apparently took to the Senate floor yesterday, actually Tuesday, to offer this staggeringly inaccurate history of slavery in North America. And have you noticed lately the more excitable, hysterical, hyperbolic, if you will, the rhetoric is getting, the less concerned with accuracy there is? I mean, have you heard the activists are going after statues of Abraham Lincoln now? You know, I can, after a sort, say, all right, let's take down the statues of people who enslaved the black population. But Abraham Lincoln freed them. Why do you want to take his statue down? Well, because it's demeaning to have a white man free a black man. That's the new rationale. We don't care if they freed the slaves or kept the slaves. We want their statues gone. We want them erased. Meanwhile, there's some guy down there in the shackles on the ground saying, demean me, go ahead. Demean me right now, I'm ready. We're seeing a nation tear itself apart. We really, really, really are. It's amazing. By the way, you know that multi-print cloth from Africa that all of these righteous moral people have been wearing around Congress lately? It turns out it's the emblem of an African empire that was very much involved in the West African slavery trade. Oopsie. Well, who cares what the history is? I've got a cause. I feel a cause coming on. It's like that's a new fashion statement. You got to have a cause of something. What's your cause? I don't know, clubbing baby seals. Oh, well, that's a good cause. And how about human-caused global warming? Well, that's a great cause. You know, we can have that one. How about no more corruption in politics? You're fired. You get out of here. Anyway, Trump is taking a stand against radical and dangerous efforts to defund the nation's police departments. That is never going to work. Because at some point, you're going to see crime will take off. And you're going to see the formation of citizens' militias and vigilantism, like you used to have in the Old West. And the rope dealers shall celebrate. Okay, Boy Scouts of America. Oh, we have a caller on the line here. Let's go to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk a little about CHOP, CHAZ, BLM, Antifa.
Yeah.
And point out that this, again, is another symbol of the dissolution of America. In my opinion, this is the actual start of a civil war.
Yes.
When you get you already have the mayors and the governors who are telling basically the National Guard and the police forces to stand by as looting and burning goes on, stand aside. You have then when Trump goes, in my opinion, legitimately with the failure of the mayors and the governors to stop it when it's going on. You have Trump ready to send in the federal troops. That, in my opinion, is his role and is a proper thing to do. But mm-hmm. now you have, of course, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, whatever his name is, and Esper saying no, and other generals chiming up saying no. So the chain of command is now broken with
yes.
that. The bond of between the federal government, the states, and the cities is broken. The next step in this thing that Antifa, you can rely on it, is they're going to try to. They've already weaponized BLM and the blacks. They're going
yes.
to weaponize the Hispanics, and they're going to do it with the border and the DACA stuff and all that other, and to further fragment society, and we're going to see a further proliferation of these CHOP CHAZ things.
Mm-hmm.
And to end up finally with a big Antifa bum rush itself of the White House itself, and especially when there's with the federal apparently the chain of command for the military is not going along with this. So who's going to stop them? But this
yeah.
is, how is this analogous? You know, to like Fort Sumter, right? When you have an area in Charleston Harbor that's not under your control, and it gets to be bombarded. Or look back how differently with the bonus marchers in the 30s when
yes.
they had the shantytown. Now these guys with legitimate grievances were impoverished from the Depression and only wanted to get their veterans bonus like 10 years early, in the middle of the Depression, and MacArthur and Hoover. You know, completely, violently with tanks, you know, overran this stuff. These guys are lawless and looting, of which the bonus marchers were not. And yet, you know, MacArthur, the chief of staff, went along with it then, and the president went along with it. By the way, Eisenhower, who advised against it, was there, so was Patton. But at any rate,
yes.
This, in my mind, it's not the opening. It's maybe the opening shot. It's like Fort Sumter, in my opinion.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, there is so much anger in the country. And, you know, I look around at all of this. I was talking with somebody here in Santa Claus earlier today, and just they're saying, I'm trying to keep on current events, but it's just so overwhelming. And I keep thinking, is this really what our country is all about these days. But it does feel like there's so much anger, rage out there. Some of it is legitimate. There are legitimate grievances out there. Some of it is clearly being manufactured for propaganda, political purposes. And, yeah, it could explode into a civil war. There's no question.
And Mike, when you think about how the media is enabling this, you know, and how they're saying, for instance, they don't publish any of the real crime numbers, which
No.
are horribly, you know, which would blunt some of these rioters, think, because they're so ill-educated and ill-informed, they don't know maybe that 90% of violent gun crime is committed by blacks, or that there were 547,000 last year interracial violent crimes by blacks against non-blacks, and only 40-some thousand by whites against non-whites. So by far, you know, the racist violence is not white supremacy, it's black crime, and the fact that they feel
yeah,
like
but if
they're
you bring
entitled
that up, you're accused of being racist. If you bring that up, you're accused of being racist again, where they're saying yeah, they're simply going to refuse to accept the numbers because that's just another form of white man's oppression. And you reach that point
that's right.
where people are no longer interested in the facts, that's when you're at the maximum risk of things really starting to explode. And I'll be very honest, as bad as the rioting has been so far, I'm actually surprised and relieved that it's not been worse.
Me too, Mike, and I think it will be, especially when I think Trump moved the other day to end the extra unemployment insurance or something.
Yes.
Wait until people get more desperate. But the point is, why are people, why do they feel enabled? They've been misinformed for like 50 years, since the 60s,
yes.
about these crime reports. Who does that? The media. Who owns the media? Who's got that agenda? Again, who's got that? This is the bedrock and foundation of all this white supremacy, anti-white crap that's going on. And it's
yeah.
coming from the Jewish media.
It's also coming, I think, from our own government, which realizes they're losing control over the general population. I mean, the idea of having jackbooted thugs watching every single citizen is impractical. Even the Nazis couldn't do that. You have to trick your population into a willing subservience. And here in the United States, the civil population has been starting to intellectually break away from the control of the government.
But Mike, the same people that fund Antifa and fund the Democratic Party, for instance, who is going to be enabling all these CHOP things and CHAZ things to go up everywhere, right? They're going to stand
yes.
down while this happens. The same Soros funded the major funder for Hillary Clinton, the major
yes.
funder for Barack Obama in 2012. They're the same people. So this is a civil war which has racial implications, economic implications, and political party implications, and it's being manipulated by the media, which has its own Jewish supremacist things. So, and their own agenda. It's a really, it's a complete mess. But,
yes, it is.
You know,
it really is. And I've done what I've done for the last quarter of a century in the hopes that we could avoid violence in the streets of America, but I don't know anymore. I don't think it's possible. I think it's unavoidable right now.
I hope to God, like I'm from a mixed race family, and I hope to God that. But it looks to me like this was. I think the vast majority of people believe in the Bill of Rights, and if they were given a straight dope on what really was going on with crime, and the real numbers about police, which are bad but can be managed and have to be managed, but no prisons, you know, no police, no prisons, and white people vilified and hated as a majority. Imagine what happens when these people are going to engineer us into a minority. I mean,
yeah,
it's
what happened in Africa.
It's ridiculous.
What happened in Zimbabwe.
That's right.
And South Africa. All right. Stay on the line, Peter. We're going to hold you over the commercial break. We'll be back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit,
I thought about getting something else to try.
I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in California. And Peter, I'm glad we finally got on to Africa because I wanted to point something out. And that is, you know, you're here on the phone talking about the potential for a new civil war in the United States, of a complete reversal of society. And you go on out there into the general public and the reaction you're going to get from most people is, nah, couldn't happen here. And I think there's a dangerous degree of complacency among our population because it can happen here. And the proof, you know, again, look what happened in Zimbabwe when the white minority government fell. And same thing in South Africa. And you've got a population in this country that is primed for a major revolutionary change. And one thing history has taught us is that when an oppressed people comes to power, the first thing they feel justified in doing is oppressing everybody around them.
Well, another, I want to make another link here, Mike, and that is the remember the Victoria Nuland thing, and that when they overthrew the lawfully elected Ukrainian government, and there was a phone call where she said that the U.S. spent $5 billion. To destabilize the Ukraine. And I would tell you right now that if I was given $5 billion, I could spend it wisely enough and smartly enough to get the same sort of thing here. I could destabilize us here. but point out that just major corporations in the last 2 weeks have pledged $1.7 billion to BLM.
Yes,
and then you got to ask yourself also, Antifa. I've made a lot of connections with the Democratic Party and the financiers and Soros and you know all those people, but there's also the connection between Antifa and organizations like that and probably BLM with the CIA and how
yes.
they've been used on these color revolutions. Mind you, the CIA, the same CIA that also intervened in the 2016 election and took political sides and tried to get keep Trump from being elected and resisted along with the FBI over the last 4 years, releasing information and all that. And so they want Trump out. They don't want to see another couple of years of Trump where he can finish up going from Strzok, Comey and Brennan and Clapper on up to Obama and Rice and whoever else is involved there. But it would also like par their institutions forever, should break them up because they were obviously intruding into the electoral process. But
yes.
they don't want that, and yet Antifa has been their tool before. Why wouldn't it be their tool now to get the guy who would hold them accountable out?
Well, I think it's part of a much larger problem that this country is dealing with, which is that we lack leadership. We got lots of politicians. We get lots of people with, you know, grandiose designs of being rulers, but we don't have any real leadership because we've kind of lost our way. We've forgotten what this country is supposed to be about.
Mike, I had a conversation with a good friend of mine the other night, and we tried. There were two questions he asked. Are there any institutions in which you still believe in the United States? And I couldn't come up with any. And
Mickey Mouse,
neither could he. The other one was, is there anybody on either side of the aisle or elsewhere in politics that you would vote for that you think could actually solve this or get us in the right direction? There was really nobody. There's nobody there either.
No, the system has become too fossilized.
Yeah. We've talked about how, like, for instance, a jobs program about returning people to work from this ridiculous coronavirus thing.
Yes.
And how one of the things that needs to get done is a gigantic infrastructure program. And
yes.
everybody's talked about it. Obama talked about it. Bush talked about it. Trump talked about it. Nobody's been able to get it done because whatever party's in power, the other party doesn't want them dispensing that money to their cronies, you know, to get the infrastructure to work done. And so even though we horribly need this, we need it like worse than tremendously need it, it won't get done. So basic needs aren't covered because
yes.
our political system is so fractured. So,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
It's a disaster, and it really looks like. I just hope that the better angels of our nature. I think the majority of Americans, and it would be more than that, even more than what we have, if they were properly informed, would be against this. But they're being lied to, and engineered to do this. And the same people that own the media, they own the political parties too. And they
yep.
own the Federal Reserve. They own it all. They own it all. They own the economy. You know, we got to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the billionaires and get the people out of the media and have that owned, you know, democratically with a small D owned.
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot for the call and the information. We're going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials. When we come on back, the phone lines will be open, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey. You sound great today. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I wanted to talk a couple of things. I want to remind people an apple a day keeps Dr. Fauci away. It really does. It does. If you eat a couple of apples a day, it helps your digestion, but your flora. That,
yes.
Influences, you know, so I'm sure we talked about it before. You know, and then I was just thinking, I wanted to mention a little bit about Black Lives Matter and just a couple of things about the shooting and stuff that happened down at the Wendy's.
Yes.
Stuff. But first, with the SCOTUS, I just took a quick look that said arbitrary and capricious in Trump's decision. But it seems that back in the 2017, I just Googled, and they said the Attorney General came out with the same type of description for why Trump was trying to rescind it, the DACA. So it's just funny that they're using an argument, which is why Obama shouldn't have done it the way he did. He should have gone through Congress. He should have.
So yes.
They're both pointing the finger at you. It's just weird, you know? And whatever, and then with the Black Lives Matter, I think you know, it's a lot of talk and not enough action for me.
Yes.
In that, in the creative, like writing and stuff, they say show, don't tell. And what I'm getting at with that is that, you know, if there are no shootings, Black Lives will matter to me.
Yes.
When there are no shootings in Chicago.
Yes.
Or New York. When they're not going around getting busted for drugs. And that's another point I want to point out with the whole Wendy's thing. But they got to show it. This stuff of going out instead of Black Lives Matters, more like BML, black men looting, that does not happen. And then I look at this guy and Wendy, you know, the George Floyd who, you know, he got shot. I looked up, if you get convicted for drug offenses, should you be messing around with drugs? No, you shouldn't. And you should be, I'm not sure, they don't talk about parole and why, but usually when you leave a state, it's because you can go out to another state, your record won't follow you, and, you know, you can party and have a good time and possibly not get as in much trouble. So I don't know how far after he left prison and stuff, and that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really matter. But my point is that they have to behave like Black Lives Matter because nobody else, if they don't believe it, nobody else is going to believe it. So that's my point that I felt. And I just felt with Wendy's, you know, I saw these people. I've done it. When somebody's been asleep in the car and in trouble, I'll go knock on their window and say, dude, man, you got to wake up and get out of here. You okay?
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, so, and you know what? As soon as there's a shooting and the guns, oh, then the people pull over. This kid pulls over, jumps out of the car, pulls out the camera. And I'm thinking, why didn't they do that a while back? You know, and then the cops, like this, I felt like they always were going to take him down because he's asleep. I believe they said either 26 minutes or 45 minutes they're talking to him. And I think that if he's asleep, he shouldn't be talking for 45 minutes. And I think they do that because that way, in case you have a drink before you leave, a nightcap, it'll get in your system and your alcohol level will go up the more you stand around. And if he was sleeping and then they come, he must have had to go to the bathroom. So this guy is suffering. And then the whole thing about the empathy, and I just saw that Trump's thing. I'm rambling here, but Trump's, one of the things that they are going to bring in counselors, because I'm thinking, where are the police protecting, serving? Where's the empathy?
Yes.
But at the same time, in the Black Lives Matter show, don't tell, I don't hear this guy talking about his family. I heard about him going to his sister's. If it was me and I was in trouble and might have been had priors or something, I'd be like, I'll get my wife. You know, my wife, my kids, I'm here to pick up food for my wife and my kids and stuff. But no, he's out. It sounds like he didn't mention them. And because the cop could have just said, I'll call your wife or something. Let's come pick them up. And, you know, whatever. So that was my other thing, that the Wendy's, that the manager owner could have come out.
Yes.
Said, hey, sir, you know. You could, so nobody, and that's the thing about the problem in society, you know, that getting into this big picture. I mean, these guys, if you're drinking on a Friday night and driving around, you got problems. You're just suffering.
Yes.
And that's a human condition today, and what spiritualism's all about, overcoming suffering and trying to create this heaven on earth. And I believe by bringing in the counselors, you know, maybe they can have more sympathy and empathy, and they shouldn't be going to, and that another thing is that no more profiteering off of people's suffering, whether it's drugs. I'm all for legalizing them or whatever, or if it's no more like serving your own self-interest by arresting as many drunks as possible, because that doesn't solve the issue, you know. And I just think they should go into the drunk tank. And that's, you know, and that's it. And another thing, and real short, you know, I'm surfing TV. I come across in TMC this movie, Ann Vickers. And I had a book in my apartment by the guy who wrote that movie, or the original book, Lewis Sinclair. And my old dad's book was Babbitt. And I was like, wow, that's where I saw the name. So I wikied it. I see this guy. In 1933, this guy, the movie was made. That's a long time ago. You know,
yes.
Was it even talkies out by then? You know, and I'm just thinking, Lewis Sinclair was known as a progressive, and he was writing these books. They're not kind books. Ann Victor's is about a tomboyish, liberated, suffragette, kind of adulteress, you know, having a kid out of wedlock. And the book before that that I mentioned is Babbitt. I thought it was a simple guy about real estate, maybe like a catch-22. But no, it's another, he went to, the writer went to Cincinnati to research Midwestern culture. And he just, he mocks it in his book as a progressive. So my point is, all this undermining has been going on since the late 1800s, early 1900s. Mm-hmm. And look where we are today with SCOTUS passing these things. So that's it. That's about my main points. I have all these other little points that I bulleted on this list that I have, but that's about it. You know, I don't want to rant too much and take up too much of your time.
Well, I appreciate that, but, you know, getting on back to the comment that you made here, one of the problems we've seen emerging in this country for decades now is a lack of respect for other people's points of view. And, you know, the attitude seems to be, well, I know I'm right. It's my turn to be right. And therefore, you must be wrong.
Hmm. Agreed. And I respect anybody saying, I'll listen to these protesters, but I don't see it. It's almost like a conundrum. If I always try to figure out a way to use that word. But I think there are ways... The fact that they're protesting and destroying and making noise and ruining their points, and meanwhile they're not making Black Lives Matter. I think they're hurting Black Lives.
I agree. I mean, you know, they're going after statues of Abraham Lincoln because he demeaned the slaves by freeing them. I'm sorry, you lost me at that point.
Yeah. And let me see if there was something else here. No, I covered with the police about it. These policies that they have and that they advance themselves against on the suffering, but I said that. The victim, I had something said here about victims that I'm surprised that he didn't say anything about the wife and kids, but I didn't see the whole 45 minutes, but I just think that for 45 minutes, making that guy suffer, you know, if I'm out drinking, I usually have to go to the bathroom faster than that.
Yeah.
It just sucks that he's out there on a Friday night sleeping, fast asleep, and they kept him around for 45 minutes. Just bring him in. Put him in the drunk tank. Again, and that's where there's a big business here and thousands of dollars, and I think the guy got pissed for a couple of reasons, that after he played the game and he played good, and they're like, nah, too bad, you lose, we're taking you in. And at the same time, there's a lot of money involved, anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000. And who's got that money right now? And I'm sure he was like, seeing all this, I'm going to have to lose. They're mentioned once or twice on TV that he did have a prior DUI, and he probably didn't want to go through that, and he was just frustrated, possibly, and he might have been drunk. I don't know. They didn't say what his levels were. But I'm trying to read. That's about it. And then I just noticed the other thing was that Floyd, they're coming up with stuff saying, there's talk about how there might have been crisis actors. I don't know if you've heard of anything with the Floyd.
Yeah, anytime anything happens, you know, you get people out there saying, oh, there's crisis actors, it's a staged event. Some of them have to be real. I mean, some of them are just so far out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this guy wound up dead for, you know, parking in a drive-through lane. Now, he shouldn't have parked in the drive-through lane. Let's be honest about that.
But
again, as you say, the guy was obviously drunk. And the short solution would have been to tow his car out of the drive-through lane, to open that back up again, park his car, take him into the drunk tank. That would have been the end of it. Now, one time when I was much younger, I bought a car off a family member up in San Francisco. And it was up in Washington State. And I drove it back down the West Coast to Los Angeles, where I lived at the time. And about where Magic Mountain is today, I got really tired, and I said, I'm not safe. And I pulled over off the freeway to a side road, and I just went to sleep. And the next thing I know, there's the CHP knocking on the window. They said, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm driving this car from where I just bought it to where I'm going to use it. I'm not safe on the highway right now because of fatigue, and I'm taking a nap. And they said, okay, have a good evening. That was it. End of story.
My neighbor had a story like that, and he parked in a flood area. And the cops just said, look, I don't mind you sleeping, but you sleep here, you might be floating away in a few hours. So, I mean, there are good things about it. And I've been told to go stuff. Then I had another person I heard, whatever, I won't get into it. There was one other story that I had.
Well, actually, I got callers kind of waiting on the line
right,
here.
All right, great. I think we'll move along.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for helping filling the show. We're going to switch over to Laura in Michigan. Laura, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You're not going to like what I have to say. You can get rid of prisons, and I'll tell you how. It's called executions. The Bible says execute anybody for murder, kidnapping, or rape. So you start doing that, you don't need as many prisons. This model coddling people saying, oh, we need counselors, we need to help with them with jobs. It's just a recidivism. They keep doing things over and over. Take, for instance, in New York, that 92-year-old lady, a black guy, smacked her in the face, then she hit her head on the lamppost. I don't know if she recovered or not. How about Tessa Majors in New York? Three black youths stabbed her to death. Well, young freshman college girl going to Barnard College. Come on. We got to start executing. See, the guy that hit the 92-year-old lady, he had 100 arrests before. Come on, execute the guy. Get him out of here before he kills more people. And I'm tired of this. They're savages.
Well, we could give him a job lighting off the Falcon 9 rockets. Just put him down there in the bottom of the launch pad with a giant Bic lighter.
They're hearing that people are getting executed. That might stop them. They think, there is something going to happen if I commit this crime. If they have any brains at all.
Well, you're right about that. You're right about that. And on a more serious note, the failure of our so-called justice system is the fact that people can commit horrific crimes and they just stay on death row for many, many, many years and nothing really happens. So the deterrent value of the death sentence is pretty much erased. You know, you have all these people up there on death row who are dying of natural causes before the execution be carried out. And that's why people aren't afraid of the death penalty anymore. In fact, you know, during this hard economic time and homelessness, you know, people actually commit crimes so that they can get free housing from the government.
Yeah. Well, take, for instance, this thing in Seattle, this CHOP thing.
Yes.
Okay, I call that these people are all kidnapped, okay? If they can't leave on their own volition and walk out of there, they're kidnapped. And so those people all should be executed because they're kidnapped, this whole group of people. I don't know how many people are in there. We have no idea. If they can't walk out on their own volition, then they're kidnapped and people need to be executed today.
I hear the word
sooner.
Warlord being thrown around a lot, and I think it's an absolute good model of what's going on up there. Hello?
You agree with me with that?
Yes.
Those people are kidnapped. And so many things needs to be done and now. I don't know why Trump or whoever's holding him back, but it needs to be done now. I don't care what the governor says. I don't care what the chief of mayor or whatever. Those people are kidnapped, and they need to be released. That's pretty much all I had to say, except the fact that I'm very upset. I was going to get mad at you the other day about you agreeing with protected status of the homosexuals. Well, when do the white straight people get a protective status? I'm
when
waiting
the dark
for that.
He's over.
I don't think LGBT needs to be protected.
You're absolutely right. Everybody's entitled to special protection except ordinary people.
Right, right. I have to tell you, I'm one mad woman.
Yes, I picked up on that. That one was rather infamous. All right, well, Laura, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Another thing.
One more thing.
You're going to get a call from Tom from Florida. He's upset because of Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth.
Yes.
They can't use them on the bottles. I mean, come on, all the things that are happening, And you're worried about Aunt Jemima? For Pete's
yes.
sake. That's the last thing we need to worry about. That's the most ridiculous
thing
I've ever heard of in my life.
They've already redone it four times. You know, every couple of years, you know, the activists will come up and say, oh, she's racist. I mean, when I'm old enough to remember what she looked like originally, you know, where she was this very, shall we say, generously figured woman, you know, and they have updated her figure and her wardrobe something like four times now to where the new version is very attractive. And I don't understand why they still have a problem with that. But
even back then, she looked very homey looking, you know, real homey looking. Like somebody you want to, you know, have a cookie with.
Yes.
So I'll let you go. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words. No, actually, we've got 30 seconds to go. We're going to start. All right. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones here to Sebastian in Sweden. Sebastian, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike. Did you ever get up to New England on your vacation?
No, I didn't. We're planning on doing an over-the-weekend trip come end of July.
Oh, Okay. And what I want to discuss is that I back in the 60s, I lived in Richmond, and my girlfriend and I used to walk up Monument Avenue.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful area of Richmond, and we would walk up to the museum there. And it's a shame that they're destroying all the, you know, historical monuments. Likewise, in Sweden, they want to take the king, Carl the 12th, down and put up Anna Greta Thunberg statue instead,
mm-hmm.
which is really silly when you think about it. I mean, it's just so. I mean, it's really bad. And then this Corona thing in Sweden has really gotten out of hand now. I mean, it's 50,000 to have it, over 5,000 deaths, mostly retirees like myself.
Yes.
But and it's just increasing. And this herd immunity is not working, because if you look at any country in Europe that has the same population of 10 million, it's much, it's like, what, Czechoslovakia is 10,000 to have it, 350 that died. So this, so the government is really, and I heard you talk about prisons before. This woman, and she, we have in Sweden, they're completely full up now, all the prisons.
Yes.
With immigrants, criminal immigrants, and they're building a new one now, and they're planning on building even newer prisons, and it's costing money. Of course, it's going to be like jobs for people, like 300 or 400 jobs for people, you know. But I think they should just outsource it and send the criminals to prisons in Russia and just pay them for taking care of them. I'm sure it's much cheaper.
Yeah, it is.
But
as a matter
I don't think
fact,
they would want to have them.
A lot of Hawaii's prisoners.
I don't think the Russians want to take them.
Maybe not. But for example, a lot of Hawaii's hard criminal prisoners are actually shipped back to the mainland. And the Hawaii government hires state governments like Arizona to basically stash them in their prison system.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, well, take care, Mike. I just wanted to just add those things. And take care of yourself.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Coming up on the top of the hour, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently the Boy Scouts of America are now backing Black Lives Matter, and they're going to require a diversity merit badge for Eagle Scouts. Now, called me old-fashioned. I was in the Scouts when I was a kid, and back then the merit badges were for things that, at least to me, seemed meritorious, like first aid, community service, you know, survival skills. And then it just seemed to get fluffier and fluffier, and now they want diversity. How would you even qualify for that? You know, kiss a minority in front of the rest of the troop? Okay, we're going to go ahead and start with Joe in Nome. And Joe, I'm going to have to take you through the station identification. In fact, there's the music right now. Stay on the line. We'll be right back with hour number two of our program.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.